Hey friends, this is Greg checking in from Río Gallegos, Santa Cruz, Argentina. Santa Cruz, Argentina is one of the largest states or provinces in Argentina. It's got the largest per capita output, resources or money-wise, of any state in Argentina. It would be equivalent, especially latitude-wise, to Alaska, really, and there's tons of petroleum like Alaska. It's the second to the most southernmost state in Argentina. The last one is called Tierra del Fuego, which you've probably heard of that one before. It's one of the five states they consider Patagonia, Argentina. God's timing, once again, couldn't be more perfect on this trip. It came with all kinds of different direction and even a dream that I had that kept me from going to another place first. So I won't go through all of the details on how God amazingly, piece by piece, put this together without us realizing it. We've had the doors swung wide open on the other mega church in Río Gallegos. The main leader, pastor here with his wife, have been one of the biggest evangelists and planters throughout Argentina. Of what you call the evangelical church here, the non-Catholic church in Argentina. His name is Bolivar Santos and his wife Angelica. He said we couldn't have come at a more perfect time, and this is an answer to their prayers that we are here. After meeting with us on the first day, he said, okay, I'm going to put you up at the best spiritually centered hotel here, and I'm going to cover all your meals here also the whole time here in Río Gallegos. I don't think that's ever occurred before, but Robert Johnson said that somebody was going to give us a place to stay from the time we get here. So we checked into this hotel that we reserved, which happened to be the one they're putting us up at. And so they put us up here. So none of this, once again, was prearranged before we got here. This time, within 2 days of our arrival, we were preaching Saturday and Sunday night at just about the same size of the other megachurch in Río Gallegos, which is about 110,000. And this is the middle of their summer in a place that's normally pretty cold and windy. So there wasn't everybody that's normally here, but it's a church of over 2,000 people. We spoke to about 500 the first night and about 700 the second night. We prayed for at least 150 people the first night and 250 people the next night. And the presence of God was strong the first night and even stronger the second night. The owner of the hotel complex was there with her son, who is kind of mentally incapacitated. But he came up to me and he said, I don't know what it is, but when you talk, I start crying. And this pastor, which is really a bishop, you know, he's actually over all of Patagonia, which includes five states, for their particular denomination. And the Movimiento Cristiano Misionero is the largest denomination and a homegrown denomination. He's known throughout Argentina and even other parts of the world where the Movimiento Cristiano Misionero is planted. So we're with the Bill Johnson of Argentina, I'd say. Of course, just like Bill Johnson, half the church probably doesn't think a whole lot of him, and the other half thinks he's great, and we're very impressed. He's probably the most open guy I've ever talked to in that particular denomination anyway, maybe in any of them. But he has massive influence throughout Argentina. They have a large school that would actually be right at the top of any school in the U.S. His facilities, it would amaze you. And they mainly teach first through eighth grade, mainly all financed by the church with some help from the city because they realize they're doing such an amazing work. And they've got, he and his wife, through all their work over the years, they've got five annexes throughout the city also. And I'm very impressed with the people there. But the best report we could have is he said, God has used you to bring alive my people. He said, God has sent you to inject life into this place right at a very critical time. These are people that have a lot of big visitors, evangelists, whatever, you know, big name people. And here we are, unknowns relatively, especially in Argentina. And God has just really given us a huge platform. On the second night, the chief chaplain, the chaplain of the state, was so touched, her and her husband, listening to what I spoke, that she said, I want you, please, come and speak to all my team at the Capitol on Monday. So the very next morning, we were there, meeting in the governor's chambers at 8 o'clock in the morning, speaking to and praying with their team, and I was able to share with them what the intercessory teams and others are doing up at the Capitol in Oregon. But I mean, we're talking massive opening, where not only were we let in to the guy with the most influence of anybody in Patagonia, I'd say, and he said, please come, you have an open pulpit whenever you are in southern Argentina. Let me know, and it's your stage. And they have a very deluxe video production team. Both large services we did were streamed and immediately posted on YouTube. And now we have entrance into the government, into the key person in government that is taking authority over things in the government. And she is really for real, probably more than any real chaplain they've had, any official chaplain they've ever had before in this state of Santa Cruz. Now, the main thing I want to say is thank you for all those that are interceding for us. I don't think I've ever been attacked like I have this trip trying to get here. And the same with them if we heard their stories. So there's definitely an enemy that does not want us here. In fact, I'd say Yvonne and his wife, who actually just left. And so it's going to be Yvonne and I the rest of the time, which will be most of the month of February in different places. They need somebody to be praying for them too. I mean, a lot of times I'm saying, pray for me on this. But, you know, we're a team. So big, please pray for Yvonne. He seems like he said, I've had things with my body I've never had before and sudden pain. So please pray for him and me, so that we are covered, safe, hidden from the enemy while we're here. Bethel, the other mega church that we were with last time we were down here, almost 2 years ago, they've called us, want us to come to their place again, speak to their church. So now I'm invited, me and Yvonne, to speak to their leadership on this Thursday. On Friday, we're speaking to a bunch of key youth leaders back at the Movimiento Cristiano Misionero Church. And then on the weekend, we know we'll have all kinds of invitations to be speaking, probably at the main services of the Bethel Church, which is also a church event. They have probably close to 3,000 people. I'll share what's happening even in a hotel later. But only to say, we could be doing something every minute of every day the whole time we're here, because we have such favor, totally from God. There's no way we could have this kind of favor without being from God. Forgive me for not getting something out earlier. As you heard, it's been so busy. I've been so burnt out. I finally had a night to really get a good night's sleep. So I'm rested enough today, actually, to start getting communications put together, which I know is the most important thing. And I know the only reason we're surviving here with all this and getting the favor we're getting is because we have a team of prayer people behind us. So realize how hugely important you are, how this wouldn't be happening without you. I'm absolutely positive of it. The power team that's not seen is the key to what's happening here. So mainly know that we're pretty much full up almost every day. We're insisting on having at least 2 days a week off, as Robert and I learned years ago. It's the only way. If they want to get all of us with the power of God, they got to give us time to rest. So I apologize for not getting out this earlier, and I will try to get you something again by next Tuesday or Wednesday. But thank you so much. Our love to you. We'll talk soon.